How's it going, Yamitators? Episode 444 of You and Me on Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. I'm your host, Doug Culp. And I'm going to keep this episode short. In the last week, I think maybe the last episode I talked about that I applied for a job. There's another job that's similar to that one. And I don't know if I'm going to apply for that one. I might as well. I might try and apply for some video game jobs. I applied to a bowling alley, and I don't know why they haven't gotten back to me. Because not only am I good at bowling, but I like bowling alleys. I applied at a movie theater, and I don't know why they haven't gotten back to me. I've worked at a movie theater before, and I did really well at that job. So Regal Cinemas, if you're listening, open up my application and get a hold of me. Let's see. Who else? What else? I think that's about it for this episode. I've been playing a lot of Fallout 4 lately. And I thought I was almost at the end of the game. And I reached a point that I thought, well, maybe I have to level up one or two or three more times before I approach that final level. Thanks for listening. And if you've been listening or watching, especially if you've been yelling at me from the background, I'd like you to stop yelling at me from the background. I'd like all the voices that are yelling at me to stop yelling, to stop talking completely. If you want to get in touch with me, you can send me an email at moqboy@gmail.com, or you can send me a letter, a handwritten letter, to 1000 North Alhambra Avenue, Los Angeles, California 90012. Thanks again for listening. I hope you have a good day. And I know I say the time that I record this in the description usually, but I'll say it right now. It's 5:42 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Friday, May 5th, 2024. Thanks for listening. I hope to receive bundles and duffel bags full of cash from my listeners so that I can get into a better situation, so that I can have a better recording studio, so that I can get a better microphone, so that I can get a better computer, so that I can get a better video game situation happening, because the laptop I have is a Dell Precision M4800, and it's running Windows 10, and sometimes, well, most of the time when I'm running Fallout 4, which is a game that was released maybe 8 or 9 years ago, it's shaky. And I've been able to get to level 31, and that's cool, but Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition ran a lot smoother on a computer that I used to have. but I'd like to play video games online so I can play video games with my friends again. Any family members that are listening, please consider yourselves friends as well, because I like playing video games and I think I could get paid to play video games. If you'd like to see some of the video games that I've played, go to www.twitch.tv/Dougathan. That's Dougathan. You can also find some of those videos at www.youtube.com/DougCulp. Anything else? I like to do stand up again, but I'd like to play music again. If you could donate to me, my Venmo is Doug-Culp. That's Doug-Culp. My Cash App is $DougsNugs. And my PayPal is www.paypal.me/Dougathan. Dougathan. And I have a Zelle, but it's only through a QR code. Stupid QR code. I hate QR codes. It's a simple way to scan something if you have a phone handy, but I don't always like to use a phone to communicate. I'd like to use my phone that I've been using to communicate a little better, but the phone that I'm talking to you on right now is a phone that I used to use on T-Mobile and then on Mint Mobile, and right now I've only been able to talk to my listeners through wireless internet. And the phone that I've been using was a phone that I got on the street because I'm living in homeless shelters. I'm on my fourth homeless shelter, and I really deserve to be working and living alone by myself so that I can invite people over, so that I can invite dates over, so that I can invite women over. That episode where I said I'm straight and I want to work, I've always been straight. I've always been heterosexual. I've only ever been attracted to women. And if you've thought otherwise, if you've somehow seen my life play out before your eyes that I didn't authorize, that was my parents' fault. When I was three, I had an eye surgery, and then I had glasses. But I didn't need eye surgery. I was crossing my eyes because I saw that my brother had glasses because his eyes were crossed. And all of a sudden, I had glasses. And I had glasses from the age of three because I had a stupid, unnecessary eye surgery at the age of three. And then I had glasses until I was 19 or 20. When I was in the Dominican Republic, I had one of my pairs of glasses replaced with the prescription that was prescribed to me from an eye doctor. And those glasses that they made in Dominican Republic kept popping out of the frames that I had. And instead of getting different frames, I thought, well, I can see pretty well without glasses. Maybe I'll just keep living my life without glasses. And then when I got back to Kentucky, to my family, my mom almost didn't recognize me. And maybe she was playing a joke, or maybe she wasn't my actual mom, or maybe I've been in some kind of a Joe Dirt situation where I got famous for being myself, and then my family started cashing in on my fame without telling me, and then somehow I'm in some kind of stupid bullshit Mickey Mouse Club situation where those kids that were on that show got famous and then had to prove themselves to be sane or something to be able to have control over their finances. And I need control over my finances. I need whoever has deemed themselves what's the legal term? I don't even know. But whoever's deemed themselves worthy of handling my finances, I'd like them to approach me and tell me exactly what has been happening with my finances, because if I've been making a lot of money and I don't know it, then that's news to me, because I'm on government assistance right now. I'm on general relief. I just recently started receiving money from the government every month, $221 a month. $221 a month? That's nothing!